This podcast is brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're a budding small business owner or a large company looking for a new space, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, tech headlines you need to know about, but first, a look at Snap's rise and fall, and which way does it go from here? While Snapchat may be a popular mobile app with the youth, if last week's earnings report is any indication, parent company Snap Inc. is discovering how fickle popularity can be. The company reported that it added about 5 million average daily active users during the third quarter, which is half the number added in the same period last year. But was it all bad? And is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Let's get more from Heard on the Streets' Dan Gallagher. Welcome.
Good to be here.
So Snap had a rough week last week. Now that everyone has had a moment to stretch, take a breather, let's recap Snap's disappointing report. Can you remind us how unfortunate things came through for Snap last week?
Well, yeah, it was a bad report for Snap. The thing that people look at most with this company, because they're still in the early stages of developing a network, is they want to see how much Snapchat users grow. Because you keep the usage growth up, eventually you turn it into a profitable business. But after last year, Snapchat's users grew phenomenally every quarter. The last few quarters, it's really remarkably slowed down. In this quarter, they only added 5 million daily active users in the period. That was about half what they added the same period last year. And it was also well below the 8 million that analysts had expected them to add. So that was the biggest disappointment in there in that particular report, is that they just didn't bring in the same amount of users as they used to. And it reignites concerns that Snapchat could be this... It's not been around for very long, and it could be this fad that may burn itself out.
Right. Why is Snap having such trouble sustaining?
Well, you know, Facebook has more than about a quarter of the Earth's population on it now.
Right.
And most particularly for Snapchat is that, you know, Snapchat was growing, like I said, they were growing really fast last year. And then Instagram, which Facebook owns, started this feature called Stories, which it looks a lot like Snapchat. It's where people like capture short videos and post them through Instagram. And, you know, so it's not coincidental that once Facebook and Instagram that have this much larger user base kind of started up this feature that was very Snapchat-like, all of a sudden you started seeing a lot fewer people rush on to Snapchat because now it wasn't the only place to do that form of social networking. I think that's proven a little harder for Snapchat to overcome. Snapchat remains very popular with certain segments like teenagers. But like I said, you know, because this company only had about 2 years of operating history when it went public earlier this year, there wasn't quite the evidence that this was going to be something, because we've seen social networks like MySpace get really popular for a time and then really fade out.
Right.
So I think Snapchat, there's still that existential question of, is what's this going to look like even 5 years from now? Or is it going to be bigger and better, more people are going to use it? Or is it going to just prove to be kind of a fad with this current generation?
For any social media platform, any company that's trying to make money, ad sales is essential. How is Snap's ad revenue strategy looking?
Well, that also hit a rough spot in the quarter. So what they did is they tried to switch over a lot of their business to what's essentially a more automated form of selling ads. It's called programmatic advertising. And what the company said is that actually that shift happened much faster than they expected it to. And the rub of that is that you can do, you know, programmatic brings some cost advantages because you're not having to spend as much cost as a company to get those ads going as Snapchat. But the cost of those ads is also a lot lower for the advertiser spending on. So advertising revenue actually came in well below where the company thought it would be. They said a lot because of the shift that happened quicker than expected. You know, but another problem, I see surveys like third parties do about, you know, advertisers and where they want to spend their money. And Snapchat is not yet a proven platform where big advertisers feel that they can commit big parts of their budget. You know, there's some that are, it's more in kind of a small experimental phase, you know, and some who like to maybe reach a certain audience are trying with it, but it still hasn't really taken off compared to Google and Facebook as a major platform for digital advertising.
Right. So if the big bet in investing in Snap was fast growth, where does it go from here? What's got to change? Did we get anything specific from CEO Evan Spiegel during the big earnings call last week?
Well, one thing he said is that they are planning to redesign the app because they find that Snapchat is actually not the easiest thing to use if you've never used it.
Right,
before.
That's true.
I think they want to expand from, you know, again, they have this, they're popular if you ask ask like your average high school teenager here in the Bay Area, a lot of them like to use Snapchat. But if you ask people outside that demographic, of this kind of young demographic, it really shifts. A lot of people are like, no, I don't really use that or even know how to use it. So I think Snapchat realizes it needs to kind of broaden out its audience base and make it easier to use. And if they do that and they start to see user growth pick up again, you know, that could get interesting for them. But, you know, they've been public now for essentially 3 quarters, and the last 3 quarterly reports have been a disappointment. So they have as far as investors go, they have a ways to go to regain some credibility.
Yeah, we'll see which way this one goes. Heard on the Streets, Dan Gallagher. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important, and it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Here's what else is happening in the world of tech. Uber suffered a setback in British court when an appeals tribunal reaffirmed a decision that the company must give its drivers employee rights like paid vacation. The decision could serve as bellwether for other employment lawsuits against the car-hailing firm, potentially jeopardizing its business model. Nintendo plans to pick up the production pace for its hit Switch game console next year, showing the company's deepening confidence in the success of the device. Nintendo is sketching out a plan to make 25 to 30 million units of the Switch in the next fiscal year, which begins in April 2018. Nintendo could aim higher, depending on sales during this year's holiday season. And Music.ly, the maker of a social media app popular among teens and tweens, has agreed to be acquired by Chinese news and information site Beijing ByteDance Technology for as much as $1 billion. The deal comes 3 years after the former CEOs launched the social media app to capture the YouTube phenomenon of teens sharing videos of themselves singing or dancing to popular music. For more on these and other stories, head to WSJ.com/tech. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.